This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today's Tuesday, May the 14th of 2024. Yeah, 2024. Day 135th of the year and only 231 days left to go. Yeah, 231. I always look at it and go, wow, where has the time flown to? So anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration and Radio Big. You know how that goes. They go hand in hand. So let's see. As we are hanging out on both sides of the equation, we also have some options available for you that are on the video streamer. Yeah, video streamer. So what does that mean? Well, you can come and hang out with us on a video platform. How's the video platform? Well, there's some different options available. You can go to callandradio.com. That gets you into our platform. But that's not the video aspect. That's for you to actually contact us. But if you go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says visual radio, that'll put you directly onto our website as we do the feed right there. Yeah, for the visual radio side of the house. Of course, you can see us on the social media platforms, depending on what you choose to do, of course. That's an option. Or you can listen to the different radio apps. Now, I will tell you that we are available on, on the Apple App Store. We're also available on the Google Play Store. Now, there are some updates going on with the apps at the same time, too. We are changing from our legacy app to some other more newer apps, just so you know, in regards if you go look and have some little dilemmas. But that's what's going on. Also, the website always works at radiobig.fm or safety.fm or safetyfm.com, depending on how you want to do it. And, of course, we're on the other portions of the world, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Live 365, you know, things along those lines. So we are simulcasting across multiple things at the same time. So there you go. So if you're not familiar with the show, we talk about safety in the news and safety. It's kind of how the concept of the show goes. So what does that mean when I say that? Well, we talk a little bit about safety. We talk a little bit about news. We kind of give a blend of everything. We bring in some professional broadcasters that they get to talk a little bit about all the stuff that's going on inside of the world, though. So there you go. That's the way that our aspect of the world works, and that's how the things happen. So with that being said, let's do it this way. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah, well, if you're ready, I'm ready. So let's do it this way. So we're going to talk real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, with that being said, here you go. New developments in the Francis Scott Key Bridge cleanup and report on the culprit behind inflation. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Taylor Swift files a trademark and Melinda Gates leaves the foundation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard that. Also, a third Downton Abbey movie is in the works. And we'll talk about that as in casting calls if we go into that. And also a rare appearance of the king and in the hair. And we'll talk about all that kind of fun stuff as we get into it. So there you go. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And we'll talk about the news, about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world. So why don't we do that? Let's get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's arrived in Kiev as Ukraine battles a Russian offensive around Kharkiv. Blinken's visit comes 3 weeks after U.S. Congress agreed a major new military aid package for Ukraine. International correspondent Sam Kiley says Russia's attempting to stretch Ukrainian forces.
I think ultimately the Russians are probably going to try to continue those efforts by trying to keep the Ukrainians guessing about where they're going to attack next on this incredibly long front line. It's about 800-900 miles long.
There's been fierce fighting reported in Jabalia in northern Gaza after Israel said it would target areas where Hamas had regrouped. The United Nations, meanwhile, says over 350,000 people have fled Rafah in the south since Israel started military operations there last week. At least 14 people have been killed and many more have been injured after a giant billboard collapsed during a storm in the Indian city of Mumbai. The billboard, which was 70 by 50 metres, fell onto a petrol station and houses below. Rebecca Bundon reports from FSN Mumbai.
Dozens of people were seriously injured as the massive billboard came crashing down on a petrol station, homes and cars. This happened when a sudden dust and rainstorm hit India's financial capital of Mumbai on Monday, uprooting trees and damaging infrastructure. Authorities say that the billboard was an illegal structure. They have ordered an investigation, and a police case has been registered against the ad agency that put up the billboard. Rescue operations have been continuing at the site of the collapse. Rebecca Bundon, Mumbai.
China is denying a Philippines claim that it's trying to build an artificial island in the South China Sea. The Philippines Coast Guard said it had deployed a ship to Sabina Shoal on the Spratly Archipelago, where it accuses China of building an artificial island and documented what it said were piles of dead and crushed coral on the sandbars. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
This area is within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone, although China does claim almost all the South China Sea. And the Philippine Coast Guard spokesman has said that sending a ship there is to act as a deterrent in building these artificial islands and that it was committed to maintaining a presence there. Now, the response from Beijing has called these latest accusations by Manila groundless. They've called it a smear. State-run media, the Global Times, says that any actions that the Philippines takes, that it will take strong countermeasures.
For more of our radio, television and digital reporting from around the world, we're at Feature Story on X, and you can search Feature Story News for our Facebook page. From FSN bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on Vladimir Putin's decision to sideline his defence minister Sergei Shoigu more than 2 years after Russia's war on Ukraine began. The decision was announced on Monday. Mr. Shoigu is to be replaced by an economist, Andrei Belousov.
These are in some ways fairly standard moves. So we know that President Putin had his inauguration earlier last week.
Eleanor Bindman is a lecturer in Russian politics at Manchester Manchester Metropolitan University. She says the reshuffle follows President Putin's recent re-election and indicates a shift away from careerists in the military and towards more technocratic figures.
Russia has very much moved its economy onto a war footing, so it's very focused on spending on military matters, but also producing the kinds of armaments that Russia needs in order to fight in Ukraine. And we can see that actually Russia's been quite successful in doing this, particularly when you contrast the fact that Ukraine has been running out of ammunition and so on while it waits for Western aid from the United States in particular. So in some ways that has worked. And I think what Putin's trying to do is ensure that that continues and that that actually runs more smoothly.
Sergei Shoigu is not disappearing. He will remain in President Putin's inner circle as head of Russia's Security Council and remains sanctioned by the US and European powers over his role as architect of the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine.
To recap the top stories, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's arrived in Kyiv as Ukraine battles a Russian offensive around Kharkiv. There's been fierce fighting reported in Jabalia in northern Gaza after Israel said it would target areas where Hamas had regrouped. At least 14 people have been killed after a giant billboard collapsed during a storm in the city of Mumbai. And China's denying a Philippines claim that it's trying to build an artificial island in the South China Sea. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners.
only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Nothing better than a combination on when someone is discussing your show and it's too funny and it's too stupid. All at the same time. So there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this terrific Tuesday. Yeah, terrific Tuesday. Hey now. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start talking about the stuff that's going on inside of the world of the shit list, because I feel, therefore I am, you're going to want to hear some of this information real quick. Recovery crews detonated precision explosives to separate the Dali cargo ship and the thrust that impacted on March the 26th. The ship, nearly two dozen crew members have remained living and working on board since the impact, both to cooperate with the investigation and to keep the ship maintained. Most of the crew are Indian nationals, and they were sheltered in the rear of the ship during, the detonations. This week, the ship will hopefully be towed back to the port, allowing the crew to go about their lives. This is according to WBAL. Now, if you look online, there is, there's some videos that you can take a look at. There are some videos of some things that you can take a gander at if you're so inclined to do so. So there you go. Anyways, what else do we have real quick? When Danish industrialist L.E. Braun died back in 1923, his will stipulated that 20,000 pieces of gold collection will be held in Denmark as a monetary reserve for the country for the next 100 years. A century later, an auction house is managing the sale of the lot, which it calls the most valuable collection in the world of coins to ever hit the market. The hoard has been insured for $500 million, which is the amount is about $72.5 million. The gold collection circles Brun/Stash has been a stuff of legend. One rep for the auction house calls it the best open secret ever. The coins will hit the block this fall. This is according to CBS News. I mean, this is a pretty amazing stuff to be talking about some coins about what the hell's going on. So there you go. So there it is. What do you think? Intriguing? Life-changing? I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff to talk about, that's for sure. Okay, well, communities across the country wrestle with a with the suburbs of Las Vegas vape creeper invasions of scorpions. Local media reports an uptick in scorpion sightings, especially making their way into people's homes. Yeah, people's homes. That's what you want. One homeowner says that he's killed about two dozen of the bugs in the recent days. It is likely that the scorpions are brought in with the construction and landscaping materials that are imported from Arizona, often in palm trees. The best way to keep them at bay and proactive is by pest control. But sticky traps will do it if you don't mind dealing with them. This is according to KLAS. Now, listen. I know I have no room to talk because I live in Florida, and for some reason people have this weird assumption that there's like damn alligators roaming the streets in regards on how it goes. I mean, it's the same way that people think about tumbleweed when it comes to Texas. And I would imagine that, you know, I'm not going to say that it's probably overblown, but in the way that they probably talk here about the scorpions, and I'm just making some assumptions here. I'm taking some liberties with the news story. It's probably not exactly what everybody thinks. I'm just saying that. I mean, just think about it. Just one of those weird things for a moment that I'm pretty sure that not everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah. There's scorpions everywhere. Anyways, a study out by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco appends the argument of the price of gouging firms have been driven inflation pressure on the economy. Rising markups have not been the main driver of the recent surge and subsequent decline in inflation during the current recovery. The report argues instead the blame lies in supply chain and labor market disruption that struggles to get back the equilibrium after the pandemic. This is according to Reuters. Worth noting, though, even though some companies have shown record prices, it's not because the price increases in most sectors. Either it's likely that the market correction have empowered the firms to find efficiencies and cut production costs, especially in the interest rates remained elevated. Also worth noting, about 20% of the federal borrowing has been incurred in the last 4 years, expanding the money supply and devaluing the dollar. So some stuff to think about. You know, I will tell you, when you kind of look at some of the stuff that's going on in the market, I think it was the day before yesterday, I was looking at the peso, which is the Mexican version of the dollar, or the peso that they use there. And apparently it's becoming like the super peso. I remember when I went to Mexico last, I want to say that it was in the $20 range, the $20-$21 range, or 21 peso range for every dollar. When I just checked day before yesterday, 16 pesos to the dollar. So it's like the super peso all of a sudden. So some things are changing inside of the world. So has the dollar devalued that much? But then again, I was buying some stuff yesterday out of England, and it said that it was 60 some odd dollars that it was supposed to be. And I was only charged $51 because of the rate of change, the exchange rate. So I don't know. I don't know where the hell we're going. It's kind of a weird time. And then I was in Canada a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like for everything that was Canadian dollars, we were about 75% to the American dollar. So I don't know. I look at it and go, I never understand the value of money. No. I really don't understand the value of money. So there you go. Anyways, the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Baltimore Ravens the first game of the 2024 NFL season. The game will go down at Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday, September the 5th. The Chiefs and Ravens last faced in the AFC title game when the former won 17-10, according to the New York Post. For the Swifties, those wondering if Taylor Swift will make the opener, she does have a break from her Eras Tour schedule for the months of September and October. So does that mean she'll be at the game? I don't know. I don't know if I should say the last part, but neither do I care about her being there or the football game, but that's just me. I mean, you know, you can watch football if you want. I mean, I don't care. You do you. No, seriously, you do you.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
Okay, actress Mae Whitman is expecting her first child. She's 35. Details regarding the pregnancy or who the father has remained a mystery. Maybe it's immaculate conception. I mean, I don't know. Is it really this important? Like, why does everybody want to know what's going on? Like, I think it's kind of a weird thing. I mean, if she's having a kid, she's having a kid. And that's the way that it goes. So, yeah, Mae Whitman, you know, from Good Girls, The Duff, you know, Parenthood, you know, that stuff. She was also in Tinkerbell. And, you know, The Last Airbender, just in case if you want to go far back. But that's what's going on. Anyways, let's talk about real quick about some numbers. Because I think you're going to want to know about this. Take a listen to this. The Dow lost about 81 points to close at 39,431 on Monday. The S&P was down just about 1 point to close at 5,221. And the NASDAQ ticked up about 47 points to close at 16,388. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.61, and Bitcoin gained about 2% on Monday, trading just around $62,900, much different than the $72,000 it was just trading a few weeks ago. Also, there was more than 4,970 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than about 195 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $363 million jackpot or $166.9 million cash payout. So, if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. It's all about the game, and now we're playing. Yeah, there you go. So what else do we have? Brooklyn native Steve Buscemi was attacked in broad daylight while strolling through Manhattan last week. According to the NYPD, a man walked up to the actor and struck him in the face and ran away. Buscemi suffered swelling and a bruised left eye. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he was treated and discharged. A statement from Buscemi's publicist said that he's okay and appreciates everyone's well wishes. The assailant is still at hand, you know, still running around. You know, we talked about this yesterday, but it's still been making the news cycles, and I figured we should probably touch on it again. It's kind of a weird one. I just don't understand why you would randomly walk up to somebody and go, pow, you know, and like hit somebody. I mean, I don't understand why somebody hit someone, period, but that's a whole other story. But we'll leave it at that. So what do you think? So there you go. So we talked earlier that Taylor Swift had filed for a new trademark. So let's talk about this. Taylor Swift's company, TAS Rights Management, has filed a trademark for the phrase, are you ready for this? Female Rage, the musical. Span speculated the trademark is probably for merchandise and not for an actual musical. When it comes to Swift, it could include anything. This is according to U.S. Weekly. Think about your life there. If what you do for the world is you're constantly looking at who's trademarking what. I mean, I have a lawyer that does that, but that's a whole other story. We'll leave that for a different conversation for a different day. But, I mean, think about that. That's all you're doing. Like, you're sitting around and, who trademarked what this time? That gets kind of weird. Just think about that. Anyway, some of Mike Tyson's fellow boxers are concerned about his upcoming match against YouTuber turned fighter Jake Paul. Former champ Deontay Wilder shared his thoughts on his match, telling Sportsbook Review, "I don't want the last thing I remember of him is him getting knocked out by a YouTuber." For the record, Tyson will turn 58 shortly before the July 20th match. While Paul is only 27, Tyson's record is 50-6 and 44 knockouts, with Paul has a 9-1 record with 6 knockouts. This is according to Deadline. Now, I have a question for you. Because, you know, didn't Tyson just box recently? I mean, not so long ago. I'm just saying. So he boxed, and he boxed against a former champion, and I don't think a lot of people were concerned. Now, was it because it was an exhibition, or because, or how are they looking at it? I mean, because it was an exhibition fight when he did this. So what do you think? Is it going to be one of these things that people are so concerned about what's going to happen? I mean, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, if this goes down, are you going to be watching it? Are you going to be watching it on Netflix? Because that's where it's going, July the 20th, on Netflix. How come I can think about the guy that he boxed, but I can't remember the dude's name to save my life? Like, seriously, like, who is the last person that he fought? I forgot. Like, do you remember? Let's see, when it does the searches, they're talking about exhibitions. Let's see real quick. Who did Mike Tyson fight last? Because I don't remember. I know. I want to know because it's gonna drive me crazy. And you probably are sitting there going, "Oh, I know." Let's see. Tyson fought. Let's see. Taking a look, he fought Roy Jones Jr. For some reason, I could picture the guy, but I could not remember his name to save my life. So he fought Roy Jones Jr., but it was an exhibition. So just think about that. So, but Tyson hasn't fought a sanctioned fight, if you want to know this, since 2005. Yeah. So if you look exclusively at his professional matches, Tyson hasn't fought a sanctioned fight since 2005, a corner retirement loss to Kevin McBridge back when he was 38 years old. However, Tyson fought an exhibition in 2020. Wow, that was 4 years ago? Doesn't seem that long ago when he was 54-year-old against 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. So technically, 19 years. 19 years since he fought last. So there you go. Anyways, Melinda Gates is leaving her role as co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She made the announcement on Monday, telling her social media followers that she's leaving the foundation in good hands with CEO Mark Sussman, the board of trustees, and of course, her ex-husband Bill Gates. As part of her exit, Melinda is getting $12.5 billion from Bill, which she plans to commit to a new charities and organization with a focusing on fighting to protect against protect and advance equality for women and girls in the U.S. and around the world. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. What do you think? That's going to be an interesting one. Also, fans are divided over Chris Pratt's decision to leave out his ex-wife, who is also the mother of his son, from the Mother's Day tribute post. While he did praise his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger, and mom Kathy, there was no mention of his ex-wife Anna Faris. Some felt that it was a diss, yet other pointed out that Faris doesn't typically post about Pratt on Father's Day. Pratt, who shares three kids with Schwarzenegger, is married to Faris from 2009 to 2017, and their son Jack, who is 11. This is according to Page Six. Is this important? I never understand some of these things. I really don't. So that's how it goes. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. And yeah, I think we're going to need to talk about some stuff today. You know, like seriously, we're going to need to talk about some things that you might be ready for. Or then again, you might not be ready for, but the future is near. So maybe we should just be ready all together. Let's go ahead and get into that main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about all the stuff that's going on inside of the world, because, hey, it is some fun times as we are talking, as we are looking, as we are moving. And I think that today is that day. Today is that day that we talk about what the world is becoming. And you know that we've always talked here about how the future and technology and how things will change and things will move forward and how things will progress. And we kind of look at it and some people might go, "Oh my God, are we going into the dystopian future?" And I haven't even told you what we're talking about. Now, this is not another Philip K. Dick novel, just in case if you were wondering. But we need to talk about this. And we're going to talk today a little bit about the rise of AI. So if you did not hear about this, yesterday, ChatGPT, or OpenAI for us common folks, released ChatGPT 4.0. Not 4, 4.0. Yes, the letter O goes after the 4. And they talked about all these new features that are available, but it is a multi-module, omni-module, which means that it can do video, pictures, talk to it, and all kinds of interesting stuff. And it's amazing some of the things that it can do. I will tell you, last night, because you're able to talk to the thing as if you were having a conversation with another human, I talked to it for about, I think it said it was like 30 minutes in regards to some of the things that you can do. And so this morning, I thought it would be interesting, and we haven't tested this out, so this might be a cluster in regards of doing this. of us interacting with the AI live on the show. So it has the option of taking a listen to what the hell you're doing, and it has the option of responding back. So let's try this. Can you tell me what safety one is?
Safety one, or safety I, is an approach to safety management that focuses on preventing things from going wrong. It's based on the idea that safety is achieved by reducing the number of adverse events, incidents, or accidents. The primary goal is to identify hazards, risks, and unsafe conditions, then implement measures to eliminate or mitigate them. This traditional approach emphasizes compliance with regulations, procedures, and standards to ensure safe operations.
So as you can see right there, that's what it's able to do. It tells you that information on what's going on. So that makes it pretty interesting right there. So here's the other option. Now it's gonna sound a little weird because on how we have it connected to the board. Just a little FYI, because it's pretty clear once you have it connected. Otherwise, now we're gonna talk about safety two real quick. Can you tell me what safety two is?
Safety 2, or Safety 2, is an approach to safety management that focuses on understanding and enhancing what goes right in daily operations. It recognizes that systems are complex and unpredictable, and it aims to build resilience by learning from both successes and failures. Safety 2 emphasizes flexibility, adaptability, and the ability to respond to unexpected situations. Instead of just preventing negative outcomes, it looks at how work is done under varying conditions and seeks to understand how things usually go right, so those practices can be supported and strengthened.
Now, you can change on how this thing talks to you, too. So watch this. When you give me a response going forward, I want you to sound very happy and very sarcastic in your responses.
Sorry, I'm having issues right now. Okay. Systems are...
So there you go. So it's not a perfect system. So watch this. Can you tell me what the difference is between safety one and safety two?
Sorry, I'm having issues right now.
Okay.
Our systems are experiencing heavy load. Please try again later.
Okay, but you kind of get the point. So it was able to tell me what safety one is. It was able to tell me what safety two is. And, you know, it's because so many people are finding out about this thing and how new it is. It's kind of impressive on what it can do. So if you take a look at this, go on how different our world will be. Now, imagine this for a moment, and I just kind of want you to take a look at the bigger picture. If you have this as a concept, if you have this inside of your organization and you're able to use it as a multi-model or multi-module format in regards of what you are able to extract and what it's able to give to you at the same time too, how amazing will that system be? Think about how you can compare to what you used to do in a safety one aspect and going into a safety two. What would replace it? What should be the outcomes? What you should be able to look at? So technology is here. Is it a dystopian future? I don't know. Are we going into what Philip K. Dick had predicted in the past when he used to write his novels? I'm not sure. But man, is the future getting pretty interesting as we take a look at some of this weird stuff? Because let's be real, this shit is getting weird. Just think about it.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
if you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Okay, there you go. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. We are 46 minutes past the top of the hour. No doubt about that. Seriously, as we're hanging out doing our stuff. How are things in your neck of the woods? You know, always a good time as we get to hang out and do our things. So, okay. So this right here, I can't dress myself. That's a whole other story. No, like seriously, I really can't dress myself. So, what do we got? What do we got real quick? Seriously. I always go around and take a look at some of these weird things and go, man, what is going on? So we would like to thank Staircases for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. You know, without music, what would we be doing? Yeah, there you go. Some stuff going on. So let's thank them. This song is readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, if you want to give it a little gander-ander. Oh, like seriously. Some stuff always going on. So let's get into the move and the groove of things, no doubt about that, as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, a lot of interaction there about the whole ChatGPT thing. Yeah, it's called 4.0, not 4.0, and it is free. Yes, it is free to all users. There are some different capacities that it can do, and that is the paid version that I was running there. Now, like seriously, like yeah. It's interesting on how the whole thing works. I'm not going to lie. I look at it and kind of go, wow, that's pretty amazing on how it works. Yeah, I've been kind of super impressed with it in regards of everything that I've been messing around and asking about weird future stuff. You know, like, what is, let's see if it connects. It's saying it's connecting. What is the difference between safety one and safety two? And then it's going to take a moment for it to start listening.
The main difference between Safety I and Safety 2 lies in their focus and approach. Safety 1 aims to prevent things from going wrong by identifying and eliminating hazards, risks, and unsafe conditions. It emphasizes compliance with regulations and standards to ensure safety. Safety 2, on the other hand, focuses on understanding and enhancing what goes right. It aims to build resilience by learning from both successes and failures, emphasizing flexibility and adaptability to handle unexpected situations. In summary, Safety I is about preventing bad outcomes, while Safety 2 is about promoting good outcomes by understanding and supporting successful practices.
So there you go. You see? That's how it works. You can ask it a whole slew of things. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Listen, once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. It's going to have a whole slew of stuff for you. Anything related to veterans, LGBTQIA+, grief support, trauma, suicide, self-injury, eating disorders, depression and anxiety, and addiction. Listen, it is okay to say, hey, I need help. And that's the conversation we need to have. To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. I'm telling you. All kinds of great information, resource-wise, available to you on their website. No doubt about that. That's TWLOHA.com. Anyways, like a surgeon, let's talk about that real quick. It's definitely important to learn from our mistakes, but according to a new study of failure, even the most dedicated surgeons at some point stop benefiting from the knowledge that comes from their own mistakes. Awkward, especially when you are a surgeon. Researchers at Sung Ki Lee and Jisco Park studied 307 surgeons performing coronary surgeries over a 16-year period. Initially, as expected, surgeons performances improved as they experienced and learned from failures each time a patient was lost. It provided valuable information that could be applied to future surgeries. The problem, there was a tipping point where the learning effect tapered off and eventually reversed. That means that surgeons who experienced a high number of failures actually performed worse than those with fewer failures under their belt. The researchers think that this is maybe because repeated failures take emotional psychological toll, and failures accumulate. These negative emotions can start to drown down the motivation, and those that are surgeons who don't want to be selling malpractice insurance too. So there you go. And you can now, you can insert your own Toronto Maple Leafs joke right here if you want to, if you'd like, because that might be something for those who are interested. So there you go. Not picking here, just stating the obvious. So with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. Let's do that right now.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dylan. George Orwell said in his book 1984, "Left to themselves, like cattle turned loose upon the plains of Argentina, they had reverted to a style of life that appeared to be natural to them, a sort of ancestral pattern. Heavy physical work, the care of home and children, petty quarrels with neighbors, films, football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult." This book, by the way, sold very well, and there have been many people who have pointed to the book 1984 over the years as a prediction of what is happening at that particular time in history. It sure does seem to fit from time to time, doesn't it? I know, it was just a book, but I think it's also kind of a warning.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. If I take a look around, let's take a look around at 1998. The two-part finale of Seinfeld airs on NBC. 76.3 million viewers turned in to watch commercials during this, the time slot. Sold for $2 million for 30 seconds. Yeah, that happened back in 1998. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's see. Jack Hughes turns 23. Miranda Cosgrove turns 31. Rob Gronkowski, Gronkowski turns 35. Dustin Lynch, 39. Mark Zuckerberg turns 40. Angela Johnson, 42. Sophia Coppola turns 53. Greg Davies turns 56. Tim Roth, 63. And are you ready for this? Today's a big day for the people that love Star Wars. George Lucas turns 80 today. Yeah, 80. He turns 80 today, just in case if you're wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Not sure if I would really want to see that. Dance Like a Chicken Day? There you go. International Chihuahua Appreciation Day. Online Romance Day. Is that a day where you fall in love with everything that's going on? I mean, I don't know. Also, International PMO Day and National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Yeah, that's some stuff. That's some stuff to talk about. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. Are you looking at some of those days? Is there a reason you want to know what's going on? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I ask the question and then change things. Okay, if you need some whack facts for today, here you go. The jugular vein is an artery, not a vein. Lemons contain more sugar than strawberries do. You burn more calories sleeping than you do watching TV. There are two U.S. states where the temperatures has never surpassed 100. You ready where it is? It's Hawaii and Alaska. Pigs can run about 11 miles per hour. House cats can run about 30 miles per hour. A study found that termites eat wood twice as fast when listening to heavy metal music. I wonder why that is. I do a lot of stuff, Haster, when I'm listening to heavy metal music as well. So there you go. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most embarrassing fad that you jumped on the bandwagon for? Did you say a perm? I'm just saying. Okay, if you need a random joke for today, I have this one. I have enough money to last the rest of my life unless I'm buying something. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. What thing did you do as a kid that your parents never knew about? That sounds dark. Yeah, that's a whole other story. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm, hanging out, doing the things that we do over there. If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome on doing so. If that's not the case, that's okay too. Not a problem. Hang out here on Safety FM and talk to the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. A person shows what he or she is by what he or she does with what she or he has. So a person shows you what they, a person shows what they are by what they do with what they have. Think about it in that particular fashion. There you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.